Dong, dong, dong. Good evening, everyone. I want to do a beautiful ring for you before we start, but it just doesn't seem to happen that way. So welcome to the Yellow Dog Sangha. So wonderful to see you. And we gather tonight on a very special day, September the 11th, a day of reflection. We've got lots of those days of reflections, but today is the, as you know, the 22nd anniversary of the deadliest terror attack on U.S. soil. And of course, everything changes big time with big events. But a Buddhist teaching reminds us to listen, reflect, and meditate. And reflection just helps us focus on just past events or teachings that connects us to some past strong feelings or mindsets. So reflection gives us the brain an opportunity to just pause, amidst the chaos, and untangle and sort through observations and experiences, and then consider possible interpretations and meanings. And so with these reflections becomes a learning, which can then inform us for future mindsets and actions. So reflection. Tonight our focus is going to be, we belong to each other. I know that. I feel that. But St. Francis in the South says it the best. The bud stands for all things, even for those that don't flower. For everything flowers from within, of self-blessing. Though sometimes it is necessary to reteach a thing its loveliness, to put a hand on the brow of the flower and retell it in words and in touch, it is lovely, until it flowers again from within of self-blessing. Isn't that beautiful? So if this self-blessing is found within, how do we touch that? How do we open to that? More and more within our daily lives. And we find mostly that we're not in touch with what's happening within, because of our activity and our conditioning. We're moving around all the time, and nothing's wrong with that, except it takes some training to move with consciousness, with being awake. But we know, because we've experienced the benefit of solitude, but we hang out with this monkey mind. So it's life. That's life, what life has to offer us. And this monkey mind, as you well know, can be so out of control that it just takes over. And so we've spent lots of time trying to satisfy the mind with, we're just always analyzing, judging, wanting, not wanting, organizing, making up stories. The mind's good at that. Virtual realities. And so we have very little peace. But we begin to see that it is within the calmness of the mind that opens the door to peace, to more peace. And our mind can be quiet, and it can be known, and it can be managed. And that's what we're doing here, trying to consistently touch those places in us that are real and that benefit not only ourselves, but benefits everyone. So to manage the mind is to know it. And we get, every time we sit down, we get a glimpse of what is actually occurring. And there's a lot of teaching in that. And we come to find out that there is more peace and clarity when our mind is quieter. So what happens when I'm still quiet and concentrating on my breath? We see our thoughts and learn that they are not always reliable. Most have little truth, but deep wisdom of the nature of the mind and thoughts just brings more peace. And seems like the more peace we allow within us, the more we're willing to do what it takes to establish our daily lives in peace. And the peace that it doesn't matter what's going on in my life, on the outside or even on the inside. There is the peace that is always peaceful. That's a profound statement, isn't it? A peace that is always peaceful. That was very higher level teaching, if you didn't get that. But we see directly the chaos within, and we begin to want to find out how to calm everything down. And so that's the right effort. And peace arises with the wisdom, with a big bonus that we're all connected, that we feel that connection. And there's not quite anything like that. So we open to a reverence for everyone. And hopefully with time, with everything in our lives. Jack Kornfield says, maturity on a spiritual path requires that we discover the depth of our wounds and recognize that others live with their own wounds. So that connects us. It doesn't disconnect, is we're connecting with our similar or connecting suffering. So our own unfulfilled longings come up, as well as acknowledging that others have unfulfilled longings. And that's the truth. That's the truth of our connectedness. So we all have the stored up sorrow that is natural during the course of all our lives. We all have these stories. But we still are left, regardless, with unhealed pain and rage. Unhealed traumas from the past. And that comes up when we're being still and quiet. And we don't want to run from it, even though we have in the past. This is the nitty gritty. Oh, but I don't want to go there. That hurts so much, you know. I don't want to go there. But they're really, as you know, powerful unconscious focus forces in our lives that want to be heard and seen. and embraced and acknowledged and brought to consciousness. And so that will show up if we commit to this practice, the unconscious, to pretend that we don't all share the good, the bad, the ugly parts of our lives is doing a great disservice for all of us, because it does separate. It's kind of weird to go around, are you suffering? Oh, I'm suffering too. How about you? Are you suffering? Well, you know, it's more or less that way if all our, you know, if the equanimity wasn't there. So our vulnerability connects us as well as our joys. And going within, we begin to learn how to bring it all to conscious life. Hello, come in. You're all welcome. The good, the bad, and the ugly. And it's almost, you can almost feel the relief when you just open just this very moment. Then it's like we become more human. We become more alive. We become more, what's the word? I love the word. Come on, word. Come on to me. Authentic. I love that word. We become more authentic to ourselves and to others. And understanding our issues of life that are important to understand, we can't run away from them. And when we decide to sit down and be quiet, it takes a lot of courage. Because we are going to, if we haven't yet, face the things that we've been either too afraid to face or just didn't know how to bring them in. Didn't know how, what to do. What's that song? I don't know what to do with the pain. No, I don't have time for the pain. Carly Simon, I guess. Don't have time for the pain. Well, hello. Sorry, Carly, but we do have time for the pain. And we need, and it's important, it behooves us to consciously bring or open to and acknowledge our pains. And so it happens. It happens quite naturally when we meditate and we open ourselves to the truth. And in meditation, we find ways to come to terms with them. Because in this particular practice, Buddha happens to be a human being who experienced and lived with all the inner conflicts and the uncertainty that the rest of us does. But gradually we learn that freedom does not mean that our painful experiences will go away. They're there. Hello, painful experiences. I want you to be a part of my life too, because it frees the pain and it frees us. And we begin to take ownership or to connect with the pain in a way where it's not so devastating. But we're no longer running. And so our pains are important. Our issues are important. Our sorrows are important as well as our joys. And we're beginning to stay, how to stay awake and alive for all of these things. For all the good, bad, and the uglies in life, instead of departmentalizing. Oh, I want this. okay, but I don't want that. This is way too much. But this, I could have so much more. So we've got a something up there on the screen. Andy, what does that say? We've got a message on the screen, so we're looking at that. Tracy, you sent me a chat, but I couldn't concentrate enough. So we're checking. Not connected.
Anita, I think Andy and Steve and I were just trying to make an adjustment on the audio, and they're taking care of it.
So we're okay, Tracy? Are we okay? Are we okay, Tracy? Can we just continue?
Yes.
Thank you. It was a message. We just didn't want to ignore the message because who knows where the message came from. You never know. And so we learn that freedom does not mean that our painful experiences will go away, but we begin to know how to live and relate with them. And that brings more joy, more satisfaction, more ease to life. Because we don't have to wallow in the pain, and we don't have to push it away. We have to have a relationship with it and to know it. And the scars are there in all of us, but the wound can heal. So the traumas change from a locked-in response or fearful habit to a tender, instructive memory. I love that. I want that to happen. The traumas change from a locked-in response or a fearful habit to a tender, instructive memory. So our emotions are the fuel for the flame of life to burn more brightly in our heart, but not in our heads. Not in our heads. So our interconnection conveys inner being, or what is sometimes called interdependence. And it's the view that everyone relies on everyone else in this universe. Our lives all have something to do with one another. All of us. So, is it important what we think? Is it important what we do? Is it important how we live our lives? Because we don't have the wisdom to know exactly. We get hints that if this happens, the butterfly somewhere does something. You know what I'm talking about. But, you know, we all have effect on everyone. And we're connected in that way. And so it allows us a bigger picture of life. It's more expansive. I was brought up, especially by a sister, that the family was blood, and the blood in the family's system was more important than anybody else's blood. And the silly thing about it is the family was not like the family. But it was that paradigm of thinking that we couldn't love like we love in our circle out of the circle. So we just save it for just the very few people. And love has no boundary. It has no boundary. And so what's keeping us? Well, we just didn't know. But now we know. So everyone counts Everyone matters. And knowing and remembering that some of us, we're so diverse that it varies our needs and our how we support one another. But that's something we wake up to, and we become better listeners and become more attuned to what how we can support and help others. So the lesson is we truly belong together. And that's a real good message for me, and I hope it is for you. So thank you for being good listeners, and we're going to open it up to you when Randy comes over. Thank you.